It's This Week in Bourbon, and this is the Tortured Blenders Department. And here's your headlines for April 19th, 2024. Maker's Mark, Ed Lee, and Mr. Meister come out with a knife collaboration. Bourbon Women announced the 2024 SIP Scholarship Program, and Keeneland Racecourse and Maker's Mark launch Greats of the Gate. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. Ed Bly and Rising Tide Spirits are back again with a new release of Old Stubborn Bourbon. And this release of Old Stubborn is a premium hand marriage of 10, 11, and 12-year cask strength, barely filtered pot still bourbon. It comes in at a staggering 123.8 proof. And the flavoring grain for this one, which the last one was wheated, but this time it's now rye. Rich, sweet, and bold with a long finish that's sure to be another eye-opener. You can order online at Sealbox or thebourbonconcierge.com. And you can even purchase in person at Revival Vintage Spirits, and even now with very few select stores in Kentucky. You can get it now while you can, but be sure to do it because it's not going to last long.
And they're off for another Gift 270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey, everyone. It's another fantastic... Ryan thinks it's a very hot episode of This Week in Bourbon, but I'm cool as cucumber over here.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 83 outside. Our recording studio's upstairs, and Kenny hasn't been running the air conditioning. I come up here after moving barrels all day. I come up here, I'm like already sweating. I come up here, I'm like, can we turn the air on? He's like, no, because we got to record. No background noise. And I go, I hate you.
It's a nice, cool 78 probably in here right now.
After moving barrels, it feels like 98
probably.
But
I'm just putting my finger in there and trying to figure out what is it.
Yeah, you just sit up here in your AirPods and do conference calls.
I did a little bit of conference calls. Hey, don't get me wrong. We have the shiniest floors we've ever seen around here in a while now.
Yeah,
I bought a new toy.
Yeah, it wasn't on my top of list for purchases, but I'm gonna have to block Kenny's Facebook Marketplace account because every 2 weeks he just buys shit. But
hey, we're gonna have a legit cash register now. We already had Square, but we might as well just go ahead and get the actual components we need. Plus, we're getting our stuff that we already need for downtown, so we're already getting some of those POS systems set up in place. And then I was like, these floors are nasty. Like, we got to do something about them.
They were nasty. We had a bunch of drywall work done here, so there was dust everywhere.
And the hard part about it is, it's like you go on a rent one of those floor scrubbers, it's like $600 to rent it, or like $400, whatever it is. Well, let's go averaging $500 to rent it for a couple days. And it's like, I just got one refurbished, completely brand new batteries and everything for almost $3,200 delivered. And I was like, I've already used it probably more than I'm going to out of the rentals. So we're already getting our money's worth out of it.
Yeah, I would have preferred a shrink wrap machine.
No.
Money towards that.
I already bought you a shrink wrap machine. It's a better tool.
Yeah, bought the entry level one.
Yeah, it was just like $90, but it was totally worth it.
It still requires me to play Louisville Chugger with with the shrink wrap going circles around pallets.
We all take turns doing that.
I'm just kidding.
It's not too bad.
The floors do look good, so.
Yeah, well, and then it only takes 20 minutes for them to start looking dusty again.
So. Oh, I know. Tim walked into our mobile rick house and walked out, and there's already footprints. And I was like, ooh, Kenny's going to be pissed.
Oh, gosh. Can you believe? I did see
it. Maybe you'll floor scrub our rick house in there.
Got to move it in there.
Yeah.
Make it nice and clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and let's get into it. Do you have any other announcements? I have like maybe one or two to put in here?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. Well, I had talked about it last week. I will go ahead and talk about it again, is that we are going to be bottling here next week, but I did put it out there for folks that said, if you want to come help us bottle, get signed up. You can go to brbn.at/bottle. That's brbn.at/bottle. Go ahead, get signed up there. And when you do that, then you get on the email list that when I'll send it out, and it's kind of just first come, first serve. Whoever gets to sign up, be able to do it. It was a very kind of like haphazard late bottle sign up this time. Hopefully I'll give you everybody like at least 3 to 4, potentially once we figure out what the hell we're doing in our lives, maybe like 8 weeks advance notice when we know what we're going to bottle.
Yeah. We're having to bottle some more rye. The rye is finally catching on. People are, so we ran out of it faster than we wanted to, which is, or not wanted to. We're glad it, glad it ran out.
Yeah.
So
I was like, we're running low on the bourbon, really low on the bourbon.
Really low on the bourbon. I'm working on that. That's what I was doing downstairs, but had to come up here and record. So,
hey,
thanks. You know, we got to bring content to you all.
It's what's important. That's what the people want. And I think I underestimated for people that were actually going to be joining for Palooza. So last week there was less than 15 tickets. Now there are less than 8 tickets remaining. So if you want to join us for Pursuit Palooza, I'll tell you a little bit about it. So it's happening on June 14th and 15th in Louisville, Kentucky. Again, there's 8 tickets remaining. It's, I hope, if you want, and you're even thinking about it, go get them. But this is, again, this is going to be our third year we're doing Palooza. We're doing all brand new stuff this year. So on Friday, it's going to be our Louisville day. We're going to be going to a few different places. First, you're going to be coming to Copper and Kings, which everybody knows them around here. They're one of the most renowned brandy distilleries in the country. So we'll kind of do
and bourbon now.
And they do a little bit of bourbon, but we wanted to kind of get you to branch out a little bit because, you know, it's like it's bourbon, but, you know, you start off with a little bit of other kind of things going on because they do have some amazing brandy over there. And I've been a huge fan of what they've been doing for a lot of years too. So we'll split the groups off. We'll have some people go to Copper and Kings. The other group will actually come here to the Pursuit Spirits Distillery, and you will be taking part in your own Pursuit United Double Oak Private Selection, and we'll also be doing a live podcast recording, but we're going to be doing it Ask Me Anything style. So if you have
anything. Oh boy.
I mean, we can talk about the girls you dated in high school or anything.
Well, there wasn't very many. So.
There we go.
That'll be a short conversation.
That'll be a quick segment there. But again, this is for anybody to bring any of your sauciest questions, whatever you have, bring them and we'll be able to do that. And then as we're doing the barrel pick plus that going on too of the AMA, at some point we will switch. And so you'll be able to do everything. And then we're going to have everybody come to 1020 Brewing, where we're going to have our own Saison collaboration on a barrel aged Pursuit United barrel that we're doing with them as well. But we're also going to have about 4 other different distilleries that will be at 1020. You can sample their whiskey. We're going to have that collaboration beer, but they also have the Rye Rita cocktail. There'll be other cocktails. 2 of your drinks are already included in the price. Food's included in the price. Pretty much, it's all you have to do is bring yourself. That's all you have to worry about. I'm taking care of everything, including transportation, food, drinks, everything like that as well. After that's over, go ahead. You can walk around in Nulu. There's Evergreen's tasting room, or hop on the bus back at the hotel. And then Saturday morning, we're actually be bottling the Pristina Private Double Oak. But then after that, we're all going to hop on the bus. And one bus is going to go to Cox's Creek. And you can get a behind-the-scenes tour at Four Roses and Jim Beam. So at Cox's Creek, of course, is Four Roses. They're going to take you through a few different warehouses. You're going to get a chance to see the bottling lineup close. And they also said they're going to have a few other surprises in store for us. And at Jim Beam, they have an in-depth tour of the Fred B. No Craft Distillery. And then we're going to go to Warehouse K for a Thieving of Knob Creek Barrel experience to learn more about the barrels and maturation, stuff that you just don't get to do on any of their other tours. And then after that, both buses will be heading to Preservation Distillery, where we're going to go for an evening that you get to try a ton of extremely limited bottle offerings only coming from Preservation. There's going to be 5 different stations with each of their brands. You can grab a cocktail. There's tours that are run every 20 minutes. And if you want to try some of their super rare stuff, like Very Old St. Nick 17 Year, that's available for purchase at the cocktail bar. Plus, if I haven't convinced you yet, there's also the Celtic Pig food truck that's going to be there, so you can grab whatever you want off their menu. Again, everything is included as part of the price. Tickets are $425 per person, and you get 2 limited edition glasses that are going to be available with you on both evenings as well. So people that have been collecting Palooza glasses every single year get to keep that collection going.
It's a crazy good price for all that. I mean,
there's a lot of stuff I've
tired of just thinking about it, but I'd be Interesting how crooked the labels are Saturday morning, that bottling run.
You think people are going to be like, just like coming down, like trying to like get nurse that hangover?
Been at Expo all night.
Yeah, drinking. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say it's like the stuff that we have, you know, planned for you, that ends at a certain time, but the party does continue. So there's no shortage of things. People are going out. There's bars, there's tasting rooms, there's all kinds of stuff that people want to get into afterwards as well.
Yeah, and we have group rates at Hotel Distill and all the Marriott properties here in downtown. So great deal on that. I already booked my room for both nights, so I can just stumble home.
Yes, I'm doing the same exact thing.
And hopefully we're not together.
Well, hey, you don't know. I'm going to knock on your door. I'm going to push you over in bed.
Yeah.
And be like, I heard you got the king size over here.
Yep. I hope you're not there.
And then last shout out, they were here doing a barrel pick last week. I told them to. So S&W Liquors out of Maryland. So Kevin and Marty, shout out. Thank you all. Good hanging out with you the other week.
Great guys.
Yep.
They got an awesome store there. And I believe it's south of Baltimore. I can't. Yeah. South of Baltimore. Yeah. Can't remember the direction. I was just in a car.
Just trying to figure out as you
went. Awesome store. They got great bourbon selection.
Yeah.
Kevin picks great stuff.
I've heard that they sell out of everything immediately as well. Yeah. So
it's wild.
Hats off to them. All right. Here we go. On with the news. It's going to be a quick one, y'all. So just stick with us here. So Woodford Reserve and their parent Brown-Forman have been ordered to recognize a bargain with a Teamsters affiliate after a judge found the distillery unfairly influenced a 2022 unionization vote by handing out bottles of premium bourbon to pay bumps. The National Labor Relations Board judge found that Louisville-based Brown-Forman committed serious violations of labor laws just ahead of a November 2022 vote. The Versailles distillery announced an across-the-board wage increase, changes to merit raise eligibility and vacation policies, and gave employees $30 bottles of Woodford Reserve Double Oaked. Before the free bourbon and the benefits were announced, the majority of the 60 employees at the Kentucky Distillery Unit involved were leaning towards authorizing the unionization to increase wages, which managers knew, and this is again according to the NLRB. But at the election, held a week after Woodford Reserve each gave an employee a bottle of bourbon for exceeding an unannounced multi-month production goal, the union inexplicably lost the election, and Joe B. Vance, who's the vice president of the Teamsters at Local 651 and the lead organizer of the campaign, said the ruling is historic in that it is one of the first to implement a new legal standard that allows the union to skip rerunning the election and go straight to bargaining. The distillery claimed the actions were for legitimate business reasons unrelated to the organizing campaign or the pending election. But in an April 8th discussion, the judge found Woodford Reserve's engaged in violative and objectionable conduct and ordered the distillery to recognize and bargain with the union as the chosen representative of the employees. Brown-Forman, however, can appeal the decision.
So they got them drunk with free booze, so they'd vote differently.
Just gave them free
booze.
That's
the allegation.
I mean, that's isn't that how you do with almost anything in business? You got to butter people up. You got to give them nice, get tickets to Reds games, you know, whatever it's got to be.
I make great decisions when I'm drinking.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to give you a free bottle of bourbon and I'm going to give you a pay raise.
Sign me up.
I know. It's like, tell me what's worse.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Well, again, we usually don't harp on any kind of, we don't pick a side in this whatsoever. We're literally just telling
you. We're just bringing you the news.
That's all it is.
So don't shoot the messenger.
Anybody that's in union, believe me, we support our unions. We support our Brown-Forman. We support everybody. Just let you all figure it out. All right. So here was that first news line is that Messermeister, it's a women-owned, Ojai-based maker of premium chef knives and culinary tools, introduces the limited edition Chef Edward Lee Chef's Knives. It's a unique and sustainable design collaborative with a Kentucky-based Korean-African James Beard award-winning nominated chef, restaurateur, and cookbook author Edward Lee. As part of Messermeister's Forge initiative to shape the world into a better place through key collaborations with a significant give-back component, the signature knife reflects Lee's soulful style, passion for bourbon, and his cultural crossroads. Blending charred handles reclaimed from Kentucky-based Maker's Mark bourbon barrels with 53-layer black Damascus steel into a clean Asian bunkah design. Handmade by artisans in Japan and engraved with Chef Lee's signature, the 8-inch chef knife features a 53-layer, as I just said, black Damascus steel blade, a razor-sharp 15-degree cutting angle, and a show-stopping handle made, again, from the Maker's Mark bourbon barrel wood, featuring a Shosugi Bond charred design. You realize I'm just going to screw this up, so apologies to anybody that's out there from Japanese descent here. There are only 750 knives in this special limited edition, which when sold out will never be recreated. The knife retails for $500, with 20% of the proceeds going to the Lee Initiative, which is, again, founded by Chef Ed Lee, the winner of the 2024 Beard Humanitarian Award.
I thought it was going to be like $5,000.
Oh, there you go. $500,
you know, not bad for, I mean, a really nice knife. I mean, I like really nice chef knives.
Do you
I mean,
collect it? Do you have
I don't collect, but okay. I let other people collect. But there's a great knife company called Montana Knife Company that handmakes everything. Their knives are sick, but they're like $700, $800, $900.
Yeah.
So I was expecting this. So that's a pretty good value in a cool little maker's handle and whatnot. So
yeah,
I'd be all over this.
Yeah. I'm not very good in regards of like, I just have like my generic Wusthof knives. You know, that I got from my wedding.
It's better than Cuisine Art.
There you go. Well, not to say that we don't love our friends at Cuisine Art. I mean, they're non-skillet, non-stick pans, or they're skillet non-sticks. They're great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've never been one to get into the owning a bunch of chef knives and stuff like that. But yeah. It is cool. I would think, I'm also not sitting there, you know, dicing sashimi or anything like that and making like really thin layers of stuff. I'm literally just trying to pop open plastic and reheating microwave.
You don't dice vegetables ever?
not really.
Really?
I mean, to a degree, sometimes, but Ryan, to be honest, I would say I live a very unhealthy lifestyle at home when it comes to eating dinners.
You see, like Kodiak pancakes every day.
I mean, if we can get it at Trader Joe's or at Paul's Fruit Market and we just pop it in the oven for 35 minutes, that's usually what it is.
I like Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
That's my spot.
Yeah. I really don't need to use a knife to cut up for Taco Tuesday, so...
Yeah, Costco already makes tacos for you.
Yeah,
you
know, see?
Just buy them, eat them up. They come with that whole kit.
Maybe I'm just a lazy cook. That's what it comes down
to. You are.
I know. So the Kentucky Distillers Association announced today that Bargo 459 in Knox County is the newest member of the nonprofit trade group that unites and leads Kentucky's signature bourbon and distilled spirits industry. Bargo 459 is led by Matthew Bargo II and his wife Susie and their son Matthew Bargo III. Perched on Kentucky Highway 3041, overlooking the new Cumberland Run Harness Racing Track. I never heard of that. Cumberland Run Harness Racing Track? Bargo 459 is a small craft distillery where only a limited number of barrels are finished at a time. Their whiskey is all pot-stilled straight bourbon that has been proofed with spring water from the Cumberland Gap and finished in either sherry or port casks.
All right. Well, it's exciting. Another trail member.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
There
well, not that we're in the club.
No, we're not in the club.
We will be in the club.
We'll get there eventually. Yeah.
We can afford it.
Exactly.
Kenny quits buying floor scrubbers and shit off Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. We got to really create a hierarchy of needs of what we want. And for me, honestly.
For him, it's just impulse.
the floor scrubber was up there.
Yeah.
It was a great deal. I couldn't pass it up.
Doesn't matter what I want.
you can get your blending stick next year.
Yeah. Still just using a thief, swirled around.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's fine. All right, so our other headline is that Bourbon Women, they are pleased to announce the 2024 SIP Scholarship Program, founded by the Bourbon Women Foundation. Bourbon Women is a community that believes in paying it forward, helping develop new talent and professional connections in any industry, especially the spirits industry. Each year, hundreds of bourbon women gather at the Symposium National Conference for an epic 4-day whiskey education conference that includes both consumer and industry attendees. This year, the Bourbon Women Foundation is offering 15 scholarships for the 2024 National Symposium Conference. A SIP scholarship includes a mentoring program, a 3-year Bourbon Women membership, and can also include financial support to cover the cost of the Symposium National Conference ticket and, of course, lodging at the hotel. The recipients also attend an angel share reception with past recipients, mentors, and some of the Bourbon Women leadership. Applications for the 2024 SIP Scholarship Program are available on the Bourbon Women website, and applications are due by April 26th, 2024. So you better get at it.
Oh, very cool. We're going to be part of the symposium this year.
I'm very excited for it.
We're very excited about it. It's the first year we could afford it.
Yes, it's true.
Well, and to be fair, the first year we had a place to be a part of it. But love what the Bourbon Women are doing, and it's a great cause. So, yeah.
What are we going to be doing again for the Bourbon Women Symposium? We got an offshoot event on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. We're allowing attendees of the symposium to come to our distillery and do a... We got to come up with what we're doing. But we're
okay. We still have to figure that part out.
Yeah. Just tastings, fun. We'll come up with something fun. We're all fun right here.
So we have step one, number one down.
Step one is we filled out our application and checks in the mail.
There you go. So I guess on the other side is that if you are part of Bourbon Women and you know about us, you know about some of our whiskeys, what sounds fun to you?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun to kind of take a little bit of the, you know, I guess you could say suggestions from the fans and figure out what we want to see here.
Fill out the comment card prior to the event.
Exactly.
Versus after the event.
Yes. Please do that. Please do that. All right. So our last one here is that for increased demand for its sweet mash whiskeys, including the recently released line of three sweet mash bourbons, Hard Truth Distilling is now breaking ground on its third rack house, well before the company's original plans to do so. Rack house number three will be 14,000 square feet and hold 8,000 barrels. Completion and move-in is slated for mid-July of 2024, and this will bring the total on-site capacity at the distillery to more than 20,000 barrels. The expansion puts Hard Truth on the track to meet growing demand for its whiskey with a tenfold increase from 400 barrels sold in 2023, and they're anticipating 4,000 barrels will be ready for release by 2028.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a tenfold increase.
Yeah.
In just four more years. For some reason, I thought it was 2026 already.
I know. We're always planning for 2026, so it feels like it's here already. But yeah, that's exciting. I like Hard Truth stuff. Brian's a great master distiller. Got a kick-ass property up there, so they get a ton of visitors. So I'm sure they don't need any more, but they'll probably take more.
It's always cool, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that is it for the bourbon news. And stick around. We just got a wee bit of bourbon release news coming up. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon. The farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's PLUS.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon. Howdy, folks. Two quick ones coming at you. And this first one is that this month, Old Line Spirits is releasing its first ever 51 rye whiskey as its contribution to the state's rich rye whiskey heritage. Using the same grains as Monument City Brewing's, their 51 Rye IPA. So this rare and limited high malt rye whiskey is bottled at 102 proof, and the release is offered at a suggested retail price of $40. It will be available at the distillery, select Maryland retail, only in Maryland as well, beginning on April 13th through e-commerce, and then also through e-commerce in over 40 states.
Say IPA?
Yeah, they're using an IPA. It says they're using the same grains as Monument City Brewing's 51 Rye IPA.
Hmm. Interesting.
I doubt they're distilling hops in here.
Well, I know, but that's exciting. That's kind of cool. So probably be citrusy, a little bitter, but who knows?
I am not a big fan of IPAs.
Yeah, we know.
I know.
We like your chocolate stouts.
And ooh,
coffee stouts.
Coffee stouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the adjuncts. Then get a little bit of coconut. But mostly I'm just a big fan of barrel-aged stouts. I don't know. There's just, I've said it before.
You're just like all-American. You like flavored stouts, just like they like flavored whiskey.
Yeah, it's kind of what it comes down to. But I always say if you barrel-age anything, I'll probably try it.
Yeah.
That's going to be my new t-shirt. All right, our last one here, Keeneland Racecourse and Maker's Mark have announced a new chapter in their longstanding partnership with the launch of Greats of the Gate, a 10-year commemorative bottle series celebrating the thoroughbred racing's most iconic horses featuring a different horse each year. Arriving this year in October, exclusively at select Kentucky retailers, the inaugural bottle will honor the legendary Lexington-fouled Man of War, who competed from 1919 to 1920, winning 20 of 21 races, including the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes, while establishing 7 track records for speed over various distances. The limited edition bottle features an illustration by Kentucky artist Tyler Robertson, with artwork wrapping around the bottle in yellow and black, the racing colors for Man of War. The horse is shown on both sides of the bottle in streaks of yellow to connotate him coming around the final turn and heading down the stretch to the finish. The bottle's crown will be dipped in bright yellow wax and topped with a black silk ribbon. The bottle will be available in October exclusively again at Kentucky retailers that sell Maker's Mark.
I was kind of hoping they were coming out with a woven belt so you would wait in line with it.
I think I'm past that stage now, Ryan.
You passed the woven belt stage? Okay.
I turned in all my Sperry's. I don't own any more boat shoes. You see me around. I'm wearing my Chucks, my jeans, and my t-shirts, man. That's kind of what it's down to now.
Got rid of your comb over. So.
Well, it's still kind of a comb over.
Yeah, but much shorter.
It's much shorter. I got rid of it. It was the swoop.
Maybe
the swoop.
Just because you lost your hair. So you had to, like me, I'm losing it like crazy.
Just had to grow up at some point, get the dad cut.
Yep. But that's exciting. Get a new Maker's color and picture.
Yeah. More horses, more.
It's amazing how many people collect. It blows me away. Like people going like crazy over the 150th Woodford bottle, you know, for the 150th. It's people are, humans are fascinating creatures. What just makes them buy things.
But it's good for them, you know.
Oh, yeah,
it's no something
doubt.
They can commemorate and do it with.
I'm surprised Man of War hasn't been on one yet.
Well, I was surprised that, because usually Maker's Mark and Keeneland come out with a bottle anyway. I don't know if this is that or if this is something else, because sometimes it's like UK-focused themed.
Yeah. Well, UK hasn't done anything good in quite some time.
You know, speaking of, I was actually...
Guess they got to come out with the Mark Pope bottle.
Yeah, exactly. So don't let an opportunity go against you, right?
Yep.
Because I was actually in my basement the other day, and I was looking around, because I got a few Maker's Mark bottles I collected over the years, and I have a Calipari bottle, the championship one, signed by Calipari, and I'm wondering, is this not worth anything anymore?
Probably not. Because there's probably 50,000 of them.
There were. But I was there to actually get it signed by him.
I'd be interested to hear from the audience. What was your favorite Maker's commemorative bottle?
My favorite one?
Not yours, but from the audience.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking them.
Yeah.
Me, I was like, I don't really
know. And have you ever opened them?
There's no way. No, there's no way people open them, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Unless like you've already had a few too many and you're like, well, let's just go ahead and do this. And then the next day you have immediate regret.
I remember when Tom George got let go at Louisville and somebody dropped off like 20 unopened bottles of Tom George bottles from Louisville. And I was like, what? I don't need this much Maker.
What am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Well, you got your mixers now.
That's right.
It's your bourbon punch.
Yep.
Well, that's going to do it for This Week in Bourbon. It was a quick one, y'all. It's what happens when we're on top of it.
Oh, go back to sweating downstairs.
There you go. Sweat down. Get that United ready to go. Get out to market.
That's
for
right.
You, Ryan?
Let's do it.
And I'll work on...
Only double golds here.
Yes. I'll work on our taxes.
That's right, Bill.
But with that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.